Dr. Versio, thanks for joining us. So what is MISC?
So MISC is a multi-system inflammatory syndrome that occurs in children and appears to be related to COVID-19, often occurring 2 to 3 weeks after the initial infection with the virus.
Okay, and what do parents need to know about this in particular?
I think there's two things for parents to know. One is that it's extremely rare, and so they don't need to be excessively worried about this. The second thing to know is what signs to watch for if their child had COVID, and what signs they should watch for in the next 2 to 3 weeks after having COVID, because you do want to get prompt treatment if a child does have MISC. So those signs are, prolonged fevers, generally more than 3 days, especially if the energy level doesn't improve when the fever drops due to medications like Tylenol or ibuprofen. The other symptoms that can go along with it is red eyes, swollen lymph nodes in the neck, rashes, dry cracked lips, and potentially swelling of the hands and feet.
Yeah, and what does treatment look like? You mentioned Tylenol and ibuprofen.
Yeah, so those Tylenol and ibuprofen wouldn't be the treatment for MISC. It's really important that they get treatment, if they legitimately have MISC, that they get treatment in the hospital for that, which involves immunoglobulins that helps kind of calm down the immune system. And it's a very similar treatment to what we use for Kawasaki disease in children. And so, I imagine that there will be more research coming out as far as additional potential treatments for this. Other things that they do is really close monitoring to make sure the blood pressure isn't decreasing, as some of the effects of MISC can be related to the heart. And so that really requires close monitoring. And that's why they need to be in the hospital if they truly do have MISC.
Okay, but it's pretty rare, though.
It is quite rare, fortunately. It's a little hard to tell exactly how many cases we've had across the United States. The CDC hasn't posted data since about May. In California, I couldn't find any specific data as far as how many cases there have been across California. We imagine in the Inland Empire, there have probably been anywhere from 20 to 25 cases across, this is across the whole time frame of COVID. Obviously, this case is the first official one that has been noted in West Riverside County, but there have been others in the Inland Empire.
So what else do parents need to know?
I would just reiterate the importance of parents getting care if their kids have symptoms that could be consistent with MISC, maybe checking with their pediatrician first, and then if they felt like it was necessary to evaluate them in the emergency department to do so. If their child is very lethargic, then definitely they would need to be evaluated in the emergency department. But again, overall, the risk of this is quite low. It's very, very rare, fortunately. The vast majority of kids do very well. At this point, we're not sure why some kids do very well and some don't, but hopefully over time we'll begin to understand that a lot more.